And for all the introverts in here, next week, we will be back around. No, we won't be around tables and chairs. We will be around, we'll be back in our normal routine. Chairs facing forward. You don't even have to say hi to your neighbor. It'll be glorious. It'll be like days of old. Can I tell a joke? I just feel like telling a joke. It is a dad joke, and it's not planned. It's not written down or anything. My wife would tell me don't do it. How many of you have ever tried to catch fog? How many of you have ever tried to catch fog? I did the other day, but I missed. That was terrible. I should not do these when they're not planned. No, I really like my fingers because I can count on all of them. We're gonna wait for this. Okay, now you guys can like actually listen, maybe. As Jason said, we may have guests in house or watching online. If you are doing that, if you're watching online or you're new, my name is James. I'm the lead pastor here. And we are in the fourth of 4 weeks sitting around tables looking at generations. How many of you have ever heard the phrase family values? Jason, you haven't?
Yes, I think I have.
Okay, just making sure. Family values, it's a phrase that's thrown around a lot of election seasons. It's a phrase that a lot of churches will talk about. They'll talk about they value them, right? Did you know, this is not rocket science, did you know that different families can have different values? What? That's almost as powerful as that first joke. Different families can have different values, all right? Some families will value, let's go with cleanliness, right? Mom always wants the house to be ready for a random stranger to drop by, all right? Some families might value respect, okay? So they teach their kids always stand up when somebody come up to greet you and shake their hand. Some families will value, be thinking of the values in your family, peace at all cost, right? Doesn't matter what you feel as long as you keep the peace. See what I'm saying? Some families may have different values than other families. The immediate family that I've got, Sam and Abby and JJ, we had one rule growing up, which many of you have heard, which correlates to two values. The rule is honesty first, integrity always, and of course the values are values of honesty and integrity. Okay? We found that when they were growing up, we couldn't just tell them to be honest and to live a life of integrity. We had to do it as well. Right? Because they would call us out on the times where we weren't. So there's a difference between aspirational values and lived values. But for us and our family, honesty and integrity. Okay? Think about the family you're in now. Right now. Not the one growing up, but right now. I'm going to give you 2-3 minutes around the table to just share a value that you have in your family now. Okay? And it might be 4 minutes if you guys talk. Ready, set, go.
Thank you.
Do I hear the healthy hum starting to slow down just a little bit? Just a wee bit. All right. I find this slightly humorous because I look at a table that is made up of all guys, and they were done talking 4.5 minutes ago. They gave the one word answer. I'm not gonna point at any tables, gentlemen in the back. Hey, for those who are watching online, we're going to be doing a fair amount of discussion. There will be a number that you guys can call on the screen and text in. Actually, don't call. Just text in your answers to some of the questions we'll be asking later. There's also a link to a sheet that we're going to be talking about later. It's either on your Sunday morning email or on the website under sermons, and then drop down to generations, and you'll be able to see that information there. In the meantime, shout out, just give me one word, don't tell me why, but give me one word, values that you grew up with. Truth. Okay, great, we have one value in this church. Trevor, I know what our sermon series is going to be next year. Respect. Respect, honesty.
Forgiveness,
I heard forgetfulness, and I was like, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Forgiveness. Some over here. Serving. Helpfulness.
Responsibility.
Okay. Good. These are all values, guys, you guys have in your families now. By a show of hands, how many of these values were values you had in your families growing up? Okay. So most of you. Not rocket science again. Family values get passed down from generation to generation. They don't always stick, but they do get passed down. We got a couple of great biblical examples of that. The guy David, King David, he was a man after God's own heart. All right, that's what Scripture tells us. In 1 Samuel chapter 13, Samuel was talking to Saul about David when he said, "But now your kingdom must end, for the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart." So David had the value of seeking God, right? He had the value of getting to know God, of having the intimacy with God, and that translated into his everyday life as well. He would ask God questions about, should I do this and should I do that? And oftentimes they were around military. Okay, 1 Samuel 23, verses 1 to 4. One day news came to David that the Philistine army were at Keilah stealing grain from the threshing floor. David asked the Lord, "Should I go and attack them?" "Yes, and save Keilah," the Lord told him. David's men were afraid that they were even there in Judah, and they certainly didn't want to go to that town to fight the whole Philistine army, so David asked the Lord again, and again the Lord replied, "Yes, go down, and I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you conquer the Philistines." So even in his day-to-day life, David had this value of seeking God, seeking him first. That value got passed on, at least initially, to his son, Solomon. All right? Solomon sought after God. Many of us remember the story of God giving him the option of asking for whatever he wanted. And you get to hear Solomon's response in 1 Kings chapter 3. "Now, O Lord my God, you have made me king instead of my father David." Right? So we're talking about a generation being passed on. "I'm like a little child who doesn't know his way around, and here I am in the midst of your own chosen people, a nation so great and numerous that they cannot be counted. Give me an understanding heart so that I can govern your people well and know the difference between right and wrong. For who by himself is able to govern this great people of yours?" Of course, the Lord was pleased with Solomon that he could have asked for anything, and he asked for God's wisdom. And God answered that. You see this a chapter later in chapter 4, verse 34. It says, "And kings from every nation sent their ambassadors to listen to the wisdom of King Solomon." So pursuing God's heart, pursuing God's wisdom, this was a value that David had, and it's a value that got passed on to his son, right? Now, there's aspirational values, values we hope to pass on, and there's actual values, values that we do pass on because we've done them. This idea of seeking after God was both an aspirational and an actual value for David. Now, another value that David may not have said was aspirational, but was lived out, was his pursuit of physical pleasure, of many, many wives. How many wives did David have? Anybody know? Top of your head? Too many. If it was more than one, it was too many. David had eight, and he had more than just wives, he had concubines. Okay, this is said in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 13. After moving from Hebron to Jerusalem, David married more concubines and more wives, and they had more sons and daughters. Now, I wonder if King Solomon watched and thought, huh, that's a good idea. Or, I don't know, that seems like a lot of insight, a lot of hiccups, a lot of challenges. I don't know if David would have got up in the morning and said, hey, son, I want you to carry on this value. And yet sometimes what we watch our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents do gets passed on. Because you know Solomon also had a thing for wives and concubines. He had a few. David had eight. Says in 1 Kings 11 that Solomon had 700 wives of royal birth and 300 concubines. Would you say? It was busy. He got passed on a value from his dad that maybe his dad might not have wanted to pass on. I don't know, but we've got values that we really aspire to do, and sometimes those get passed on, and we've got others that are actual. Another example, without passages from Scripture, you look at Abraham and his son Isaac. How many, show of thumbs, how many people would believe that Abraham was a man of faith? Yeah, you could that's thumbs up, right? How many people would say that his son Isaac was a man of faith? Yeah. How many people know that Abraham lied about his wife being his sister twice? Okay, how many of you know that his son lied about his wife being his sister? Values get passed down from generation to generation. And this whole month we've been talking about generations. We've hopefully been sitting at different tables with different generations. We've been learning about different generations. And it's interesting to think that what we say and do, the next generations may also say and do. Even if we have foibles. I just really wanted to say foibles. I looked it up to make sure it meant what I said it meant, and yeah. Even if we have foibles like David had, like Abraham had, family values get passed down. Generational values get passed down. On each of your tables, you have a sheet that can fold up nicely and put it in your pocket if you fold it like 17 different times. There's enough of these at every table for everybody to have one. And here for our friends online is what I was talking about. You can either print it from a link in your morning email or go to our website and click under Sermons and Generations, and this will open up. I want you to take a look at this because these are what our friends AI said are the core values of each of these generations. I don't usually use AI, but this seemed pretty accurate. So, take a look at these. All right, if you're watching online and you are quick enough with your text, go ahead and text in your answers to the number on the screen, which I think you have on your online one. A couple of just shout-out answers, and then we're going to have some table talk. All right, what similarities are there in core values between the silent generation and baby boomers? If you see a similarity, shout it out. Loyalty. Community involvement. Family. Hard work. There we go. Look at that. So the silent generation passed on some really good values. Would you agree? All the baby boomers in here and all the silent generation, you're like, yeah, really good. How about this? Look at Gen X, Y, and Z, and see if there's any similarities between those and shout them out. Work-life balance. Wow, that hits all three. Okay? Brand loyalty. That's right. You buy Nikes, your kid buys Nikes. Or you buy a Ford, your kid buys a Ford. Authenticity, yes. They want to be real. That spans three different generations. Are there anything else? Any that are just like similar? Independence. There's a couple songs about that. Purpose. Okay, very good. Yeah, these are values that got passed down, not just from Generation X to Generation Y, but to Generation Z, and maybe even into Gen Alpha. How about this? Are there any values that were in the Silent Generation that you could also see in Gen Alpha? All right. Somebody say that again. Resilience. Yeah, I can see that being both. Like, yeah. Oh, it is like literally both. Yeah. I can see that on here. Both. Good job. Crazy. The Silent Generation was resilient. You didn't know it was on both? They were absolutely resilient. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
And everything revolves around that. And I can see it in my nephews and even though they live at these in my nieces.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And when I went to visit my nephew, his wife was brought up with the same values in Indianapolis. And I can see the very strong values.
Yeah. Good. So you can see the values of church and faith passed down from generation to generation. Okay.
And but this it's really it's for me it's pride because they have no problem. They see church and hard stuff. It was just passed down and they don't see anything.
It has been passed down. That's so true. Any other values that made it all the way from the Silent Generation to Gen Alpha? I mean, I could see. Oh, say that one again. Yeah. Y'all looking for the exact same word, aren't you? Like, similar. Community involvement for the Silent Generation and inclusivity for Gen Alpha. It may be called something different, but it's that same idea. Right. Okay, so now we're going to make this personal. And again, for those watching online, if you're watching with other people, you can talk with them or you can text your answers in to me from the number on the screen that I think is probably on home screen, yeah. So three questions to ask around your table. And is this all in one slide? It is. Perfect. We're going to give you 15 minutes to talk about this. All right, so a lot of time. Share with your table which core values on this list from your generation you resonate with. Right? Which do you find less core for you? There might be some on this list that you're like, I don't really subscribe as much to that. And then which values from this list, from your generational list, do you want to make sure gets passed down to future generations and why? Those are the questions. We're going to give you plenty of time to talk, 15-ish minutes. Ready, set, go. And start. And go. So question one is out of the core values that are listed in your generation, but I'm not going to know what you talk about around your table, so if you want to say you relate to something in Gen X or Gen Y or Gen Alpha, you go for it. All right, ready, set, talk. There's been a nice little healthy hum going on, some good conversation taking place. Two real quick questions that aren't related at all to today. But for those who have been here more than once in July, what's one thing you've learned about another generation that you did not know about before July? Okay, go ahead and share that around your table. I don't even think I wrote these ones down. One thing you've learned in this generations series that you didn't know before. Ready, set, go around your table. I hate to break up the conversation. All right, so I've been telling my online people to text in. I realized I didn't have the correct app open. So real quick from one of our online listeners, she says, as we talked through these lists, I was shocked at how my generation, which is Gen Y, and my kids' generation, Gen Alpha, are actually very similar. Authenticity, invisibility, inclusivity, purpose, digital awareness, teamwork all show up in both. And this person says it really brings to mind the image of lifting the next generation onto our shoulders to help them build off the formation and the foundation that we laid, knowing that our foundation was laid on the foundation of our parents and so on. So I like that. It kind of brings this series to a good wrapping up point. We don't just sit here around tables because we want to push the introverts and give the extroverts their month to shine. We do this because we are a multi-generational church. We've got Gen Alpha all the way through Jerry's generation, which is, he reminded me, is even before the Silent Generation, so I didn't have his list on my list. And our values do get passed on. It's something that we need to be aware of, it's something that we need to keep focused, and something we need to be intentional, both aspirational values and actual lived out values. Let me tell you a little bit about where we're going. Okay, the rest of this year, for the next 5 weeks, we're going to be looking at five core values of the Free Methodist Church. Kind of a nice little segue from this to the next. We'll be back in our regular seating arrangements. We'll have some gifted speakers and people who are professionals in their field that are going to be here. We're going to have a Samoan church planter in the Free Methodist Church. Talk about cross-cultural. No, talk about justice, love-driven justice. We're going to have the president of World Relief talk about